Hey, great evening, folks. Hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant, where I give all of you guys the opportunity to pick the brain of a millionaire, which is myself. And many of you are aware that I go live every night, each and every night here from my place in Houston, Texas. And I go live to give you guys the opportunity to ask me whatever question about manifesting your dreams, about business, and about what it takes to truly become a financially independent individual here. Okay? So, comment your names below. Let me give you guys a shout out here. And listen, like last night, if you don't have any questions for me, I will end the live early. Okay? I'm doing this very specifically for you. But if you feel that you have all the answers that you need to become wealthy, then I guess you don't need me. But my usual rate is $100,000 an hour, okay? And I'm doing this for free. So if I was you, I would take advantage of this opportunity. You know, it's 12 o'clock, you're on live with me, you're listening to me. So you might as well ask questions here about your company, your business, because I can make your journey shorter, okay? My journey to my first billion was very long and arduous, but yours can be shorter. How? By standing on the shoulders of giants, by just learning from others, honestly. That's what I did. So let's get started here. Flex Beauty, how are you? Tina, hey Joe. Money Anderson, how are you, sir? Venezuela's in the house. Christina, how are you? Zana, how are you? Well, we have 28 million people in here live tonight. Okay, seems like the brand is just growing every day here. Wesley, no T in my name, my guy. How do I start feeling more? My life is so blah. My emotions are so surprised. Where does all high energy come from? It comes from within inside of you. Listen, if you say that your life is blah, that's what it's going to be. But if you say that your life is spontaneous, it's spectacular, it's great, it's awesome, it's a blessing, then you will start to see life through the lenses of your words. Remember this, write this down. We see our life through the lenses of our words. Okay? We see our lives in the lenses of our words, which means is be conscious of the words that you speak. Be conscious of what you say about yourself and how you feel. Say how you would like to feel. Okay? If you don't feel your best, it is not necessary to repeat it or to say it or to verbalize it, okay? Say the opposite of what you would like to feel. What is your thoughts on getting into real estate? Do it. Hey, Drake, how are you? Hey, Sky Hard Marketing, I'm doing very well. Next question for me, folks. What's up, Eric? An update on my arm's in pain. I think I've been working out so hard in the gym, my shoulder, I think I have nerve issues right now, honestly. But I'll be in the doctor soon. Hey, Brizza, how are you? Sylvia, good morning to you as well. Rated PG, we have 16. Hey, Leon. Eddie. More questions for me before I let you go. Denmark, are you? If not, this will be a short live again. And you can always listen and watch me on my podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you want to get access to every rant I've ever done since inception. Well, just download Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Type in Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. I am there. No, a chiropractor is not going to be able to assist me. I have nerve damage, so that's a little bit. Listen, I don't need anyone to crack my arms or my back or my skull. What is it like to be you? It feels great. You want to know how to? What is it like to live a perfect life? Like, I'm living a perfect life, folks. You ever met anyone on this planet that lives a perfect life? A perfectly happy life? That's me. If you don't know anyone, well, you just met the man behind the black screen here. Hey, Elizabeth, how are you? Hey, Rosemary, how are you? How old were you when you started thinking from the end? And when did you stop counting the cost of your success? Early 30s, you know. I started thinking more about the outcome instead of thinking about how I was going to get there. Wes, is the Genius Script still free to access? Yes. Just go to the link in my bio. Wesley Million Dollar Virgin is my Instagram account. It's free. Dallas, Texas. Hey. Any more questions for me, folks? Junie. Perfectly happy life. How do you stay hungry when you are fulfilled? Well, I guess the same way I'm hungry for food. I mean, I can be hungry and I can eat. But in a few hours, I'm going to be hungry again, right? Which means is when you accomplish a goal, you're going to want to accomplish another goal. I'm fulfilled not because I've accomplished the goal. I'm fulfilled because I'm working towards it. Get it? Yeah, that's what fulfills me. Like, fulfills me, a fulfillment is not achieving goals and accomplishing big achievements. Fulfillment is actually working towards something that is greater than yourself. Okay. Is it worth moving to Houston? I don't know. Probably not. Do you have a story from a turning point in your life that you said, I don't care what it takes? Yeah, when I was 31, 32, when I quit my job and I was making $200,000 a year, I just said, fuck it, and I quit. I am damn broke. Well, with that type of mindset, that type of words, you will remain broke. When did you know you wanted a luxury car? In my 20s. You see, that young man said, I'm damn broke. We see our lives through the lenses of our words, folks. Like, how do you feel when you say I'm damn broke, how does a person that would say that, how do you think they're feeling? They're not feeling their best. So if you're not feeling your best, how much action will you take towards your goals and dreams? You get it? It's not that people don't know what to do. It's not that people don't know how to take action. But if you don't feel like taking action, you won't do it. You won't take action. So if you feel like you're broke, even though you want to be rich, and you keep talking about how broke you are, how much action are you going to take? Because you don't feel like it. You're not going to, because you don't feel good. Right? You feel broke. When you feel broke people don't take that much action. Especially if you're verbalizing how broke you are. If you made $1 million, how much should you spend on a car? It's up to you. I suggest to be able to pay for the car 3 times over. Yeah, we see our lives through the lenses of our words. And if you don't believe me, keep talking. Keep talking the bullshit that you've been talking for the past 10, 5, 20 years. And look at your life. Like, look at it. Look at everything. Look at the car you drive, where you live, the job that you have, the abundance in your bank account, the person that you're with, Wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend. Think about the people in your life. Now think about the words that you say on a daily basis about yourself and about others and about the world itself. Hey, Matthew, how are you? I would suggest to choose words that are more optimistic. I mean, yeah, you can't go wrong with being optimistic. I'm not saying optimism will make you rich. No. But it would definitely put you in a better situation than the people who are cynical. When you were on the air mattress and started this journey, what was the switch that made you say, fuck this? You know, I was just tired of struggling. I was tired of procrastinating. I was sick and tired of saying I was going to do something and never did it, honestly. You know, I think it's just a moment that some people just have and they said enough is enough. And I don't know when you're going to have that moment, folks. I know some of you haven't had that moment yet, but one day you will. One day, it's like the story about the dog and the old man. I don't know if you guys know the story, but it was a young kid that went down the street every day walking home from school. And every day he would pass this one home and the dog was on the porch and the dog was howling. Ow! Ow! Just howling. You know, old man is in the rocking chair and the dog is to his left and he was just howling. Even the next day, walk down the same street, same dog, still howling. Ow! Ow! Just howling. You know, you're like, what's going on, right? So he didn't pay any mind. But then the next day, third day, he's like, same house. And it's on his house. It was other dogs, obviously, on the street. But that was the only dog on the doorstep with the man. And he just howling. Ow! 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 Like, and he's like, okay, I'm finna go up here and talk to this old man and see what's going on. So the young boy went through the gates, went up to the doorstep, said, sir, you know, I've been walking down the street for the last 3 days from school, and I've noticed your dog is howling, screaming, yelling. Why? Like, what's going on? He said, oh, yeah, young man, that's easy. The reason why my dog is howling is because my dog is sitting on a nail. And the little boy looked bewildered, like, what? Sitting on a nail? Sitting on a nail. So why don't the dog just get up? Why is he howling and screaming? And why don't he just get off the nail? He said, that's simple. My dog is not hurting bad enough. And the moral of the story is, many of you haven't had a breakthrough because you haven't had enough pain in your life yet. So you're just bitching and complaining about how you're not making money, how you're not doing this, how you're not doing that, how it's not working. Right? You're like that dog howling. Oh! You're just screaming and crying. And you're sitting on the nail. Like, you're the one sitting on the nail. All you got to do is get up and do something about it. But it's not enough pain. You know, a lot of you... You got your job. You say, oh, I hate my job. So why don't you quit? It don't hurt. It's not hurting bad enough. Some of you are in toxic relationships. Why don't you get out? It's not hurting bad enough. Right? It's just not hurting. Some of you procrastinate with your business, with your job, with your life, with your body, with your health. You're not hurting bad enough. But let me tell you something. Once you feel... so much pain that you can't bear it, you will get up. You will do something about it. Okay? Yeah, that's a great story, isn't it? It's true, too. Yeah, it's true to life. It's just people. You guys, listen. I love all of you, honestly. That's why I do this. But you're just not hurting bad enough. You know, when people say, oh, I want to do this. I want to do this. And I'm going to do this. And I'm going to leave my job one day. No, you're not. But once you receive so much pain in your life, because life has a special way of kicking that ass. I mean, life is, it can be very brutal. you will move. You know, once the pain is too intense. And to me, that's unfortunate, you know? It's unfortunate that we have to wait until life, you know, just whips us, beat us down. Why do we have to experience so much pain before we decide to, like, start working out? You know, why does a person have to have a heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, heart disease, before they decide to start drinking celery juice and going to the gym every day? You know why? Why does a person have to be in a relationship that's toxic and finally the person cheats on them, find out the person been cheating on them for so many years, and now they want to leave the relationship? Okay. Person been at a job for 10, 5 years, doing the same thing, getting the same paycheck, same traffic, same everything. And then one day, did you get terminated, get fired? And then they're forced to do something. Either forced to get a job or start a business. What I'm suggesting is you don't have to wait. But most of you will wait until the pain is intense. You're going to be that dog on that doorstep. You'll see. Screaming and howling, bitching and complaining until you just finally get up. Mrs. Sherrill, how are you? How do you overcome imposter syndrome? I don't know. I guess stop calling everything a syndrome. Honestly. How do you overcome a disease? Stop telling yourself that you have a disease. Right? What's the opposite of that? Maybe you don't have imposter syndrome. Maybe you're just lazy. Pain is a motivator for me. Well, get motivated then. How many hours do you sleep? I don't know. I don't care. Sleep is for the broke. All right, folks, I think I'm going to have to let you go. My arm is hurting a bit here. And I just need a little rest, honestly. Not a lot, just a little bit, because I need to work. But like I said, I love you all. You guys, listen to this again. If you got any value, comment the word value below and share this out to other people. Because they just need to hear it, you know? How do you keep winning? I expect to win. That's it. It's my expectation. Come with the word value. Like it. Share it. If you really got some value that you're going to apply to your life. And yeah. Much love, folks. This is Wesley, $1 billion virgin. Listen to this again. I suggest that you listen to this again. Much love and let's go.